Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When my father died, he was buried in a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful place. And then when my mother passed, she was buried right there on the same stone. So my father's name is on the front and my mother's name is on the back, and there they are. And we go out there. Not a lot. I don't know. I say every few months. My amazing wife has gone there by herself to find solace and to pray and comfort. Why do I mention this? My father was a veteran. It's the National Cemetery of the Alleghenies. It's absolutely amazing. It's absolutely, as much as you can find flaw in the federal government, right? Cast stones, shoot your arrows, whatever metaphor you want to use, whatever cliche. When you go out there, man, they get it right. And the fellas working out there, kings, as far as I'm concerned. When you're there, they treat you like royalty. My father, the ceremony, they bring, they play taps and have the flag across the casket. Man, the stones are perfectly symmetrical. The massive flags and the, you're overwhelmed with the belief in the significance of the veteran in America and how we take care of our veterans. Now, look, there are issues with how we take care of our veterans, big picture stuff. But out there, wow, it's amazing. I mean, first class, top shelf, as the old timers like to say. William Martin Smith. Anyone know him? Anyone? Anyone know William Martin Smith? Uniontown. Anyone? Seriously. 69 years old. Anyone know him? William Martin Smith. 866. I'll grab the number and I'll wait a minute. William Martin Smith out of Uniontown. Anybody know him? 69 years old. No? Anybody? He died November 1st in a nursing facility. No? 866-391-1020. And that's exactly the problem or the issue. And that's where magnificence of this community and veterans and veterans organization in the National Cemetery, that's where they step up. And that's what they're doing today. He died alone. He died without family or friends. And today he'll be buried alone. But it'll happen at the National Cemetery of the Alleghenies. And the truth of the matter is, he will get that burial with dignity. Dignity. This is what happens when you die alone with no family, no friends. John William Martin Smith, 69 of Uniontown, an unclaimed, isn't that sad, man? An unclaimed U.S. Army veteran. Man, that's just the way that's worded, right? There he goes. There's my car. That's him, Mia. At the end of the day, if we don't care about veterans, we don't care about this country. William Martin Smith, 69, of Uniontown, PA, has no next of kin or family, will be laid to rest today, Friday, 11/8/2018 at 1:30 p.m. at the National Cemetery of the Alleghenies, Bridgeville, PA, with full military rights and honors. God bless America. Good friend of mine, a guy I love, because without him, none of this happens, is on the phone. Hey, John, how are you, buddy?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Tell our folks, listeners, who you are and what you do.
My name's John Fabry, funeral director in Fayette County. And years ago, we started working with the veterans and had the MIAP, the Missing in America Project. And lately now, what we've been doing is burying veterans that are unclaimed or have no means to, you know, to have a funeral service. And they have to be qualified as a veteran and eligible to be buried in a national cemetery. And we take over and do it from there.
You become the only family they have that day. You become, right, they're abandoned in essence, right?
Yeah, this guy was born in Greensburg, from what I can tell. He was married in the Irwin area in the early 80s. Rumor has it he was divorced. The last 4 years he was in a state hospital and then transferred to a local nursing home here in Uniontown. And I believe that in 4 years there hasn't been any visitors. So he passed away, and on the 1st of November, our local county coroner does the best they can, and they happened to call me at 7:30 last Saturday night to see what we could do for him. And I immediately, whenever anything like this comes up, the first thing I do is to check to see if they're a veteran. And we have some pretty good contacts in St. Louis, and at 7:30 last Saturday night, I got a hold of someone, and he was approved for burial at 8:05 and scheduled for burial for today.
What happens if they don't find you? What happens if it's, this doesn't hit someone that this is a veteran and they don't reach out to you? What happens, brother?
Well, what would happen then is the local county would usually be responsible for the cremation. Usually is what they would do is cremation, which in Allegheny County, the Allegheny County Medical Examiner does a great job of trying to locate the next of kin. And once everything's exhausted and they would come back that they are not a veteran, then right, they would have to contract with someone to do the cremation.
John, you're a great man. Hey, can you hang for me, brother?
Sure.
He's a great man. I mean, a great thing he's doing. An abandoned, unclaimed vet. Isn't that sad? Let's talk more to John about how we handle veterans the right way next. William Martin Smith, age 69 of Uniontown, PA, an unclaimed U.S. Army veteran who has no next of kin or family, will be laid to rest today, Friday, 11/8/2019, at 1:30 at the National Cemetery of the Alleghenies, Bridgeville, PA, with full military rights and honors. Man, without my friend John Fabry, that would not happen. And John, I can't thank you enough. John, you've kind of made this your mission in life, have you not, my dear friend?
Yeah, we've been doing this since, I think we buried the first two under this act in the United States. They were buried in January of 2013. And every year we bury from 30 to 50 a year. I think we're up in the 30s right now. Last year we had 47. The year before that was 50.
But you've taken this on yourself. Why is this so important to you, John?
Well, it's the least I can do for the veterans. My dad was a veteran and, you know, had a pretty rough life over his experiences. And, you know, so I just feel that it's something that I can do. I'm very happy and proud to do it. And it's not a situation where that, you know, that we're taking business from anybody, because we're the only funeral director in all Western Pennsylvania that does this.
And am I right in the characterization, sir, that there's something kind of sad about this in a way, right?
Well, it's sad when you get the call.
Yeah.
You know, you get a call and you hear all the details of their recent years in life, and then all of a sudden whenever you go to the cemetery and, you know, you're able to have the full military rights and honors. Brentwood 1810 VFW does a fabulous job. You know, they need as much credit as I do for what they do. And all of a sudden, whenever that ceremony takes place, even if there's nobody there, and the majority of the time there isn't anybody there, it's just it's a very happy moment then, that you figure, well, you know, at least you got him a beautiful casket and a beautiful cemetery, and he's going to, you know, have that forever.
No, John, I could hug you right now, because this is death with dignity, my brother, is it not?
Yes. Yep.
And man, I will be out there today. I just, there's something about that place, John, the reverence, the greatness, the beauty of it, the calm, right, man? It's, you get out there and you see all those stones, the way they're laid out, and there's something magnificent about that, isn't there, John?
Absolutely. I had a burial last Thursday in Arlington with a gentleman from Fayette County that wanted, that was his wish to be buried there. And it's just a little Arlington is what it is. I mean, you know, they do a fabulous job. All the people at the cemetery, Ron Hestelin just retired. He's been there for like 10, 12 years. I mean, they run a very tight ship. They do a fabulous job.
So how many this year, sir, have you buried this way?
You know, I haven't really counted them. The easiest thing for me to do to find out is to call my casket supplier, because I use a veteran's casket, and that's the only time that we use that casket.
Wow.
And we're probably up in the 30 range right now. It's not a mission to see how many.
No.
It's a mission to do a good job.
Hey, John, how do folks find out if they qualify? How do they do this, sir?
Well, and there's a couple different things can be done. Every veteran and his spouse is entitled to a funeral at the National Cemetery and anywhere in the United States if they meet the certain criteria.
Okay.
So you can either contact the cemetery. There are pre-arrangements that can be done. However, the pre-arrangement period right now is about 6 months.
Oh.
So if you call them right now to get pre-arranged, you know, you'll get an answer back in about 6 months. So what I do is, as long as you have a DD-214, which on this gentleman, we didn't even have that. All I had was a Social Security number and a date of birth, and he popped up in the system, and it worked. But back to your question, you need to contact the VA, either the National Cemetery. I would be more than glad to try to help in any way, you know, depending upon what somebody wants to do.
I just wanted to, do you have to serve a certain amount of time?
Yes, there's some criteria. If it's before, I believe, 1970, pretty much with an honorable discharge, you know, you're eligible. After that time period, then you have to have 4 continuous years of active duty. Which means that if you're in the reserves after that period of time, you're not qualified.
Right.
And that's what's happening right now. More and more service people have not had the meet the criteria. Where prior to that, if you have 1 day of active duty, I mean, you know, you're good to go.
Now you have to have 4 years now of active duty.
I believe
duty.
That's what it is. Yes. I don't want to quote anything.
I can get
information. And there's a particular cutoff date. But once you would provide your DD-214, which is so important, that's the most important document that you can have for your family at the time of death, is the DD-214, because as soon as that's sent in, then they can make a determination.
Well, you were amazing with me and my father, and I know you and me have worked together to help in a situation like this before, and I can't thank you enough. I think what you do is amazing. You don't have to do it. You do it because you love your country and you want to take care of these abandoned veterans, quite frankly.
Yep.
I will see you at about 1:30, sir.
Yeah, be there about 1:15. We'll be looking forward to seeing you, and maybe we'll have some more information. And they have booklets there. Feel free to call the National Cemetery or even call me at one of our 4 funeral homes.
All right, my friend.
Hey, thank you. Have a great day.
All right.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.